Blog Talk Radio.
I'm talking about Motown Maurice right down here in the state of Florida.
And we've got Motown Maurice of the Motown Maurice Show.
I'm going to introduce you to Motown Maurice.
We have special, special, special guest Motown Maurice.
Motown Maurice.
Speaking of crazy, we have Motown Maurice,
a man who is trying to put Tampa on the map for late night television.
He is not the next Arsenio Hall. He is the first Motown Maurice.
For those of you who haven't had a chance to experience Motown Maurice,
you have to understand he is very persistent.
And now he has transitioned
from Tampa to Los Angeles, California.
He's now in Los Angeles.
Continuing his pursuit of the quest of a late night talk show host.
Keep an eye on Motown.
Absolutely.
Keep an eye on that gentleman. One day this man is going to be the new face of late night.
Motown, we love you.
Motown Maurice, are you on the line?
And now, your host, Motown Maurice.
Yes, yes, yes.
Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. It is I, Motown Maurice, and you're listening to the Motown Maurice Hustle and Shuffle. It is Thursday, May 5th, 2011, approximately 3:30 Pacific time. And I am so excited to be here today. We're having a great week. It's time to stir it up. I have a great guest that is on the line, patiently waiting to be interviewed. But wait no longer, because we're going to get right into this interview. This person that I have on the line, you may not know this, but he actually inspires me and motivates me. You know, we met in the last quarter of 2010. I was just fresh to Los Angeles, California. There was an ad on Craigslist, and he was working for a casting agency at the time. And he had the opportunity to interview me. And now I have the great honor to interview him. And since that time, we have become great allies in this journey to reach the top of the entertainment arena. And not only that, he is defying all odds as a middle-aged character actor and breaking down doors in the process. Ladies and gentlemen, I want you to put your hands together and welcome my ally in this journey, Chuck Erickson. Put your hands together, ladies and gentlemen. Put your hands together. Keep clapping. That's what I'm talking about. Yes, 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 yes. Woo! Chuck, are you on the line?
I'm right here, Motown. Great talking to you.
Oh, man, it's a privilege to be talking to you, Chuck. I'm really excited. Thank you for being on the show. Really appreciate that. And we're just going to get right into your career. And what fascinates me the most is that you're pursuing your career as a middle-aged character actor. You're middle-aged, right? That's not just like a scheme that you're using to get the attention of others. You're actually middle-aged. What do you mean? What can you explain that to me?
Well, I'm starting the second half here. I just turned 50 about a month ago.
Oh, wow. We got to clap it up for that. We got to clap it up for that. Congratulations, by the way. You had a good time celebrating your birthday?
Oh, yeah, it was real quiet. It was just me and the wife.
Cool. So you're 50, and you decided to break into the entertainment industry just recently. Is that so?
Within the last couple of years, about 2.5 years ago, I started out answering this ad for to be a radio host. I'd been in my previous career, in my previous life, I was a computer guy. Mm-hmm. But that's but after doing that for a lot of time, that just didn't work out as well as I'd hoped, and I ended up kind of drifting for a while. But the thing is, I knew there was something out there for me, and I just had to find out what it was. And then when I answered this ad, that's when things started to come together. So
now all your life, has people always told you that, hey, you should try acting, or hey, you look like you have the look? I mean, how did it? I mean, I know it didn't. It had to come together one way or another.
Well, actually, just after I moved up to the LA area, which was about 20 years ago. I was celebrating my birthday with my new roommate, and couple of friends came over. Well, one I knew and one I didn't know. The one I didn't know turned out to be an actress, and she saw me and says, "Well, you've got a face that would be great for commercials." So,
and,
I mean, that, you know, that was interesting at the time, but that wasn't really anything that I was in the point of pursuing because I was busy doing other things, and that was just. But I always remembered that, and
yeah,
and that stayed in the back of my mind until, you know, until years and years later when everything started to come together and I made the decision that, yeah, you know what, I'm going to give this a shot.
Well, she planted a seed, and I can see that seed growing. I'm really excited for you and your career. Now, as a middle-aged actor, because obviously you come into Hollywood, you enter Los Angeles, and most actors, they're coming into their career very, very young, early 20s, late teens, and a lot of times they don't know what they're doing, and they end up getting sent back home anyway. But you coming in, and at the age, you know, now in your 50s, now 50 years old, excuse me, you know, do you find any challenges for that, or do you find it as a benefactor because you are much wiser and more grounded? What would you say?
Well, having lived a bit more life than most of these people, it's a lot, you know, I'm a little more centered in things like that. I don't get ruffled by the setbacks like some people might. I mean, there is this one kid that I know pretty well. He worked at the same casting company as I did. You remember him. Now, he went through a lot of, you know, ups and downs, a lot of expectations, and, you know, he didn't know what was coming next, and, you know, he was believing what everybody was telling him, and, you know, you got to learn in this business is that you never know what's going to happen. I mean, you could get in the middle of a project and things are going great, and then it just disappears all of a sudden. That's just how it is here, you know. I've seen enough of that to understand that that can happen. It's frustrating, but, you know, you just got to roll with the punches and then just keep rolling. I mean, you've had plenty of experiences of that yourself.
Indeed, I have. So, yeah, so I would definitely say, I mean, you're definitely well marinated. I know you can handle these experiences, like, much better than many others. Because I meet people all the time, and they're just, I'm like, I mean, I know they want to be an actor, but they probably should have spent more time working on some of their insecurities before they came out here. And that's not to insult anybody, but you really have to really be well-grounded. You have to have very strong foundations to really to make it out here. So that's one of the pros of you know, getting into your career at a later age. I didn't exactly, you know, come into Hollywood in my 20s. So, you know, I'm much wiser myself. So, you know, that's something that most people should take into consideration upon arriving here. And you know, every now and then I go to an audition and I'll see somebody, you know, older auditioning. And that's inspiring. I really find that to be inspiring because the image of Hollywood that you see on TV is you got to be young. You know, you got to be like, you still got to have that baby soft skin to be on television. But it is so not true.
Well,
I mean, there's so many opportunities for everybody.
Well, I think that's slowly changing because, you know, the population is aging. People want to see people like them, you know, on TV and movies. So I think that's going to increase opportunities for people like myself that are a little bit older. And since I haven't been in the business that long, I'm still kind of cheap. So, well, most people my age, they have their SAG cards. They have, you know, they're in all the unions and, you know, they have a pretty high price tag for themselves. You can still get me kind of cheap here. Hopefully that won't last too long, but, you know, so that kind of increases my opportunities a little bit, I think. Still, you know, I put myself out there a lot, get a lot of rejections, and, you know, that's the way it goes. But, you know, I've gotten a few bites and starting to get my face out there so people will remember me. That's part of the reason I'm doing this, just to kind of get the word out, and also to help you out because you're such a great guy.
Well, I greatly appreciate that, man. Let's help each other out because that's all it is. A lot of people don't realize you gotta build some allies and build some, you know, some friends out here so you can make it and survive. So, you know, that's really what it's all about. It was one day not too long ago Chuck gave me an inside scoop on some background work. You know, it didn't pan out, but just the fact that you thought of me meant a lot to me. You know what I mean? That really meant a lot. And I hope you continue to keep me in mind.
And you know, and same on the other side too, Motown. Sounds like you got some great projects that you're getting involved in as well.
Yeah, well, you know, it's just a matter of time before I do it real big out here. I get the itch every now and then. It's not a rash yet, but I get a little itch and I scratch it. But when it's, like, infected, you'll know. You'll completely know.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah, well, we're both on top of what each of us is doing. So, I mean, you've been such a great friend, and I've, you know, always happy to help you out wherever I can as well. You know, you meet a lot of great people in this business, and one of the people that I've met. Actually, I'm working with this person right now in a project that I'm in. She told me something real point blank. Is that you know, you're going to run into people that are sticks of dynamite. And she told me that I was a stick of dynamite, and the reason that she could tell is that a stick of dynamite can pick out another stick of dynamite.
I definitely see
you in the same vein there, my friend.
Thank you.
Both of us are just getting ready, finding the place to explode into this business.
So it's very true.
Yeah, you know, and one of the things I kind of like to do is I keep a lookout for people like that. Because if I can find people like that, I can kind of help them, and we can kind of help each other. So.
Yes, indeed. Well, like attracts like. You know, like-minded personalities attract each other. But let's talk about the projects that you've done previously up until, you know, your current projects. Because I'm looking at your list of shows, and you've been on some well-known shows, right? Like No Ordinary Family is one of them, correct?
Yeah, I've done a lot of background work. Being an extra, that means you don't have any lines, but you're there in the scene. You might be just in the background talking to somebody, or you might even be a little bit more prominent in the middle of a scene. I've had a few shows like that. But I was on Parks and Recreation a couple of times. There's The Middle, both, you know, great comedies. Flash Forward, Mr. Sunshine, you know, the picture of the clown that's on the site that people can see that. Well, that was from the pilot of Mr. Sunshine. That was quite a call. We were on the set for 2 days, about 33 hours of work. So it was quite an ordeal spending most of the time in makeup. You got to learn to eat when you're in clown makeup. It's an art. You have to. That was the easiest thing to do. But
speaking of the clown, you look like a good clown. You, in some ways, you even look a little like a scary clown. Has anybody ever told you that?
I've actually been told that before. I think I have a lot of diversity in the kind of things that I can do. I can be good guys or bad guys.
I've done a little bit of both. I think you should contact Stephen King and do a remake of It. What's that movie? The clown movie?
Well, that's the one with the clown, wasn't it? Yeah.
if
he's out there listening, or for some of the somebody that's connected with him, that would be kind of cool.
That would be great. Cool. Oh, man, that's cool. So what projects are you working on right now?
Well, I have a web series that I'm currently working on called Cop Shows Anonymous. The website for that is www.copshowsanonymous.com. Mm-hmm. It was a project that was brought to life. That's from the same friend that I had mentioned that talking about the sticks of dynamite. This Erin Elkins, she's a great lady. In fact, I think you should have her on your show as well. Erin Elkins. She's done a few things. She's been in small parts in movies. In fact, she was an anchor on Transit TV. It's the TV station that goes on all the buses in the LA area. She was a news anchor on that for a time.
Nice.
And she does a lot of little things like that. She's just like us. She's trying to find your place in the business, is kind of hustling and shuffling. You know, it's a great title for your show, by the way.
thank you. And
yeah.
You are. That's why you're a guest, because you are a hustler and shuffler in this industry.
Oh yeah, well, doing what you got to do, right? Yeah. So
exactly.
Anyway, so she brought this out as a parody of cop shows. You know, there's like a zillion cop shows out there. So this is kind of making fun of the cookie-cutter characters that are in talk shows and putting them in a certain environment where they get to talk about, talk about themselves. So it's an interesting little premise. We've got two episodes on the site now. We're working on the third. I've just got the script for that, and it's hilarious. It's going to be a great episode. That's going to be up probably the first week of June. So we're going to be taping that. We're going to be taping that at the end of May. So we have two out now. Three will be in early June. And we're going to try to do one a month or as close to that as we can. We've had, some of our troop have had other commitments that have kind of pushed things back just a little bit. But that's kind of good, because that means people are getting work. And the whole idea behind this thing was to, promote ourselves and to, get the word out there. So that's one that I'm doing right now. Another friend of mine, he actually runs an exercise studio in North Hollywood. He's a kickboxer. He's been putting together these little vignettes, like a comedy romance vignettes. If anybody's old enough to remember the old Love American style show, it's kind of like that. So it's going to be like several of these little ones are going to, create an episode. So we shot one a couple weeks ago. I wasn't in it, but I helped cast that project, and I'm supposedly going to be in the next one, but we haven't started putting that one together yet. But that might be the next thing that you'll see me in. I was recently taped on an episode of Super Ninjas, which is a Nickelodeon show that's going to be coming out very soon.
It's a kid show, of course.
But it was a lot of fun. It was a non-speaking role for me, but I was kind of in the front of this group of inmate patients in a hospital that are going after the ninjas. It was really funny. It was a lot of fun to do. So I don't know if there's future episodes in that, but that would be fun if there were. I think there's a natural possibility of that. But we'll see where that goes. But that was just a lot of fun to do that one.
Man, you're all over the place. You did something with the Muppets recently. You did some extra work with them.
Yeah, there's a new Muppet movie coming out, and that was shooting a couple months ago. I was just in the crowd holding a sign. It wasn't really a big assignment for that, but that was fun.
Not a big assignment. You was in the presence of Kermit the Frog, Miss Piggy, Fozzie, Gonzo.
Well, that's
and
true.
You said it's not a big assignment.
I mean, the assignment. It was a momentous occasion to be in their presence, though. It's real interesting. I don't want to give anything away, because I don't want to take anything away from the Muppet magic. But it's very interesting to be behind the scenes on that thing. It was kind of a surreal experience, because I had a chance to see the Muppets all together on a table. That was just, whoa. Because I loved the Muppet Show when it was on. That was one of my favorite TV shows of the time. And then to hang out with the characters and because we know what they are, but still,
I heard it's a little awkward when you see them sleeping.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, a little bit. When they're sleeping, yes.
You're not used to seeing them ever sleeping, and then all of a sudden they're sleeping, and you're like, wait a second. Kermit, are you okay?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh,
that's funny.
I was actually, we didn't see each other that day, but I was in Hollywood. I was working on a project, and I was, walking down Hollywood Boulevard around when y'all were shooting, and I saw some of the characters from a distance, and it was just a star-struck experience. It's like, wow, Kermit!
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Oh, that is really cool.
That yeah, it was.
Really cool.
That was a lot of fun. I had a lot of fun doing that.
So tell me, what advice would you give to other actors out there, specifically other middle-aged actors? Because I know it has to be a very challenging choice to make, to decide, you know, at your middle age you're going to jump into a industry that's not only the toughest industry out there, but an industry that is bombarded with people who are much, much younger than them. What would you say? What advice would you give?
Well, I would say start slow and small. I would recommend that you get yourself registered for extra work. It's a great, you know, you don't make a lot of money doing that, but it's a great way to get on sets and get the feel for, you know, what it's like. And then you can learn really quickly if that's something that you like to do or want to do or don't want to do, doing that without putting that much financial investment into it. To do extra work, you don't need headshots, you don't need acting lessons or that sort of thing. To do that, because you're just there on the set. So I would recommend doing that just to get your feet wet in the business, just to get a sense of what it's like, and then if it inspires you, then you can move forward with those other things. Go ahead and get headshots, start looking into acting classes and that sort of thing. And then another thing that you should figure out is that if you're being an older person like myself, you know, you're not going to be the next Leo DiCaprio. You know, don't expect to be like the romantic lead or that sort of thing. But think more in terms of characters, people that you can portray, like everyday people. Just kind of take a look at yourself and see what you look like. I mean, think about the things that you have done in your life coming up to this point, you know, whatever your profession has been, you know. Use that as a guide for yourself, determine the kind of roles that you can do and the things that you want to pursue. And then another thing is that meet as many people as you can. Get your face out there, meet a lot of people. Sometimes having a unique look is actually a good thing, you know, because that sort of thing can get you into commercials and certain kinds of roles. You know, there's pluses and minuses. I'm not going to say I recommend it for everybody. It's really not an easy thing to do, and I get discouraged too. Sometimes I think, oh, I got to go do something else for a while or whatever. But I'm not a person that once I get something in my mind that I'm going to do it, I pursue it with as much gusto as I have. And at this point, I still have quite a bit.
Now, what if somebody got into extra work and they just said, you know what, I like extra work. Can they make a living off of that?
It's really hard to make a living out of extra work. The base pay for that is $64 for 8 hours work. Sometimes it's more if you stay longer. That's for non-union. Then getting into the unions takes time and can be kind of expensive. I'm still non-union at this point. I've been doing it for about a year and a half. I've got some things on the horizon I'm thinking might be able to push me into union status, and we'll see how that goes over the next several months. Couple of possible movies, and also I'm working on an improv video series.
Nice.
To teach people to do improv. That's mm-hmm. through this improv troupe that I'm a part of. Actually, Motown got me into this one.
I'm glad you remembered that. No problem. I'm glad.
I give credit where credit is due, man. I'd been looking for something like that, and you just happened to mention it on your blog. So, I just took it from there. You know, and that was great.
And thank you for reading my blog. You know, I blog a lot these days, and I know, you know, not many people are reading it as when I started it. But, you know, just the fact that I know you read and you'll comment and give me some feedback, that means a lot. So appreciate that.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Well, I'm actually going to be starting my own very soon, too. I've been working on it. It's not out yet, but it should be out fairly soon.
And what is it called?
Oh, Adventures of a Middle-Aged Character Actor.
Nice.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that and anything else that I do, I put that. I have a website where I keep all that stuff on. It's www.nextcat.com/C Erickson. That's on the website for the show, so you can check that out. So that's if you want to keep tabs of what I'm doing. That's a way to reach me. I also have a new email address, that I'm going to use, for people to keep up with me. Kind of a fan page, sort of. It's called chuckericksonactor@gmail.com. So that's another way to
marketing and branding yourself, right? This is your business.
Yeah, hey,
correct?
Sure, exactly. Yep. Trying to get the word out there and using vehicles for that. So that the blog is attached to that email address. So anyway,
Nice. So real quick, we gotta end the show just in a second, but I just want to know, and I want you to let your fans and your new viewers to know, is when will you be able to say I've become successful in this entertainment industry? How would you define your success? Of course, someone who's much younger might say, I'm successful when I'm featured in a starring role for a theatrical film, or I received my first, second, or third Oscar, or something like that. But for you, starting, in your middle ages, how would you define your success, or when you achieve success?
Well, for me, I think I'm kind of humble about that. Basically, if I'm making a reasonable living doing it, and I don't have to do other things, I don't have to do another job, that I can, that this becomes my job, and I'm making enough money to live reasonably well, that I would consider that success, or at least the my current goal of a rung of success. Once you achieve that, then of course you have to look bigger, but that would be a good happy rung to get to, and then I can work it from there. But that's the way I see it, at least at the moment. A year from now, I could be telling you a completely different story, but for now, that's kind of where it sits.
Oh, okay. Tell the viewers your website one more time, Chuck.
Okay, www.nextcat.com, slash C. Erickson. They'll got a picture. You can just kind of browse through there. Just let you know what I've done, some of the things I'm doing. I have a blog on there. I'm actually, I've got a radio. Oh, I didn't even mention the radio show that I'm doing. I have my own radio show. But it's with a friend of mine who's a real estate broker. So we have a weekly show on Sundays at noon. That's on klasfm.com, and you can hear that live, or you can hear it 12 hours later on kclafm.com on midnight Monday.
Nice. Well, Chuck, we have to go. I want to really, really thank you for being on the show. I look forward to running into you very soon in the near future. Are you going to be at the Showbiz Expo this weekend? Did I tell you about that?
Oh, you know what? I'm not going to make it this time.
That's cool.
We've been missing each other a lot lately, man. I've been wanting to catch
you.
I know.
We'll connect. But without a doubt, Chuck, I really appreciate the call. I wish you the best in success in your career, and we'll continue to be great allies and friends in the long run. So keep posted. I'll be posted, and we'll talk again soon, all right?
Absolutely. This was a lot of fun. It's too short, man.
I know, right? 30 minutes go by real quick. We'll have to have you back on
again. Went by really fast. Okay, well, I really enjoyed doing this with you. It was a lot of fun, and we'll catch up soon, and keep listening to the show. Motown's going to have a lot more great people on this thing, so yeah.
Thank you very much. Thank you. All right, Chuck, we'll talk later.
Okay, thanks, bye.
Thanks, bye.
Oh, man, I love Chuck. Thanks, Chuck, once again for being on the show. I wish you the best in success in your career, you know. Take it from Chuck. Take a little steps if you're a middle-aged character actor. This is Motown Maurice, the future of late night. Check me out at MotownMaurice.com. Thank you very much, Chuck. And we're just going to sign out right now. Take care. This is Motown Maurice.